Okay, so 2 weeks ago, we started going through Shari Tshuva by the Rabbeinu Yonah. And what we talked about was how Tshuva is not just like a task that happens after we make a mistake. It's also an opportunity that we get to be able to do Tshuva. And that we should have gratitude to Hashem that He even opened up the opportunity to change ourselves and to make our lives more meaningful than it already is. Last week we were going to talk about how sometimes it seems like it's impossible to get out of the pit. It's impossible to leave our what feels like it could be rock bottom. But at the end of the day, as long as we put in the effort, Hashem is going to make it possible for us to be able to change. But because we're only 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, I want to actually get into a little more of the nitty gritty of what it takes to be able to do tshuva. So the way that Shari Tshuva, the way that the Rabbeinu Yonah wrote it up, is that there's really six ways, there's six different drachim, six different paths to be able to go and do tshuva. And the first one, Rabbi Klinger actually already covered technically in the first week when he was talking about the Rambam's Hilchot Tshuva, that he talks about the idea that if we understand that we made a mistake, that's already getting ourselves off the ground. If we have a little bit of regret for doing something wrong, that already builds that foundation to be able to build our house of tshuva, our strength to be able to get through to the next moments. So the Derek Shnia goes in a little bit of a different direction. He addresses more, the second path addresses more about this neglectfulness that we might have in our path to be able to work on ourselves. So we're not going to do the first paragraph. The first paragraph talks more about as we get older, we start to appreciate tshuva a little bit more. But some people who don't appreciate tshuva as much, even when they get older, the punishments only get more and more increasing. So it's good to note. But I would like to concentrate on the second paragraph here in Derech Shnia. So it says, "V'yesh anashim rabim imana mehem or hatshuva," that there are people that their understanding, their sight towards changing themselves is a little bit skewed. They don't really see the light in tshuva. Kim zekayim uteorim beineihem velo yitashtu al tikun maaseihem. And they kind of look at themselves and they say, "I'm pure. I think that Hashem's going to look at me favorably this Rosh Hashanah. I'm good to go." Kidimu benafshem she'em itukanim vehem chataim laHashem eod. And it says if they looked at themselves as if Hashem already fixed all the problems and already had that compassion and already forgave them for everything that they might have done wrong. Hello, kasuv ki adam ein sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata. Doesn't it say in Koheles that, you know, every single sadik, you know, even the righteous, most righteous people, yes, they do good things, but at the end of the day, they also sin, they also make mistakes. V'anashim ahem me'asher hem buzim l'dvar avonos. And yet these people, whoever these people are belittling the idea of being able to do tshuva. They're closing the door. They're choosing to forget the mistakes that they have made, and they're closing the door to be able to do tshuva. V'inam kemo achola she'enu margish bechal yo velo yakshov ala refua v'ikbar kal yom tamid ara sher lo yuchal leherafes. So it's like a person who is sick, and they're choosing not to acknowledge the fact that they're sick. They're not going to the doctors. They're not checking up to make sure that everything is okay. And the next thing you know, they're actually feeling sick, and it's too late to be able to fix anything at that point. That sometimes there's a different issue, is that there's this lack of understanding that there's tshuva to even be done. That they don't seek out Hashem. And they're not trying to find their way. They don't know what Hashem really wants from them and what they can accomplish if they follow the Torah. Al kein lo yishkedu al dalzos kakamim v'talmidim. And those people don't tend to be knocking on the doors of our great sages, our rabbis, and the great talmidim, the talmidei chachamim that we have in our world. Kein yan shneamar lo yehav leitz hocheach lo el chachamim lo yelech. That is that these people who the scoffers don't like to be reproved. They don't like to be corrected, and they will end up not going to the great people to be able to seek advice. So, basically, what we see over here is that some people seem to neglect the fact that they have the opportunity to do tshuva. They decide to kind of like bundle up all the things that they have done wrong. So it's kind of hard to see what they can accomplish or what they're doing wrong. And then when Rosh Hashanah comes, they kind of say, listen, look, it's just one small thing. And Hashem, you're going to forgive me. I'm going into the book of life and I'm good to go. But what we actually saw in the beginning of Shaarei Teshuva, what we saw in the, what we could call the intro of Shaarei Teshuva, is that tshuva shouldn't be looked at as something that's annoying to do, as a task or it's a burden. Really, it's this opportunity. And what Hashem is giving us the opportunity to do is take our ball of mistakes and dissect it and be able to look at each thing that we have done wrong, not as something as like shameful, but as something that's incredible for us. We have that opportunity to be able to do something meaningful, to change the way that we look at our lives. And it kind of reminds me of a story that Charlie Harari likes to say. Charlie Harari says over a story when he was, I guess, beginning his time in law, he says over how he was a summer intern somewhere, and his upper was always correcting him. He was always saying, you're doing this wrong, you have to work on this, you have to write the papers this way, whatever it might be. And he was getting so frustrated. And he went out for lunch with his friend who was also at the same law firm, and his friend was saying, I don't know why you're getting so much critique. I'm chilling over here. They literally, every time I do something, they always say, oh, you're doing great, don't worry, you're awesome, amazing. So Charlie was freaking out at this point because he thinks he's not going to get the job. He's done. There's no way. If he keeps on getting critiques and he's always being told that he's doing something wrong, must mean that he's doing something wrong and that he's not going to be able to keep the job. What ends up happening? He's the one that gets offered the job and his friend doesn't. So what happened? He ended up actually asking his upper, why was it that he was always being the one to get critiques and his friend at the end of the day wasn't? So he said, because he looked at Charlie and said he has so much potential, he just has to change a few things. He has to work on how he writes up his memos. He has to work on how he organizes his calendar. Okay, but he has a lot of potential and he just has to change those things. He didn't see so much potential in the other guy, so for that reason he didn't put so much effort into him. He just said, you're doing great. And he neglected to show him how he's able to work on himself. And I think that for many of us, we, in Hashem's eyes, we're like Charlie Harari. We have this opportunity to change ourselves, to work on whether it is concentrating more on our davening, or whether it is working on our emunah and bitachon, to have faith and trust in Hashem. Whatever it might be, there's something that we could work on. And Hashem says, I trust and I believe in you. I know that you could do it. I know that you can accomplish it. I'm showing you that you have something to work on. So don't look at it as shameful, as annoying, and a burden. Look at it as an opportunity to put yourself on the right track. The last point that comes up in this paragraph, is that we should be going more towards the chachamim, to the great sages, to the people who are leading our nation for advice, it seems like. And yes, this is in many ways true, and I want to kind of phrase it in a little bit of a different way. There's a professor in Harvard, which, however you want to look at Harvard these days, is a different story. But this specific professor has a class known for being one of the larger classes in Harvard. It's a class on happiness. His name, I believe, was Aaron Brooks, I think. I forgot his name. But he has a class on happiness. They brought him to Boca Raton Synagogue, brought him to speak about the class, how important it is, whether people are taking the class because it seems to be an easier class or whether they're truly looking to figure out how to become happy, whatever it might be. And one of the questions that Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg asked is, you know, if we were to go and pick up a book or, you know, do something in our free time, what should we be doing? So this professor said that the thing that we could be reading or doing, whatever it might be, is biographies. Biographies of our leaders, of whether it's American leaders, Jewish leaders, of Canadian, European leaders, doesn't matter. Pick up biographies. Because what you'll see is that they struggled through something and they had to work on their character. And as you see their character development go, you can see yourself also being able to pull something off that's truly incredible, changing yourself in a different direction. And what I would like to suggest is utilizing the many, many, many Gedolim Sfarim, the many Sfarim that were written about our Rebbeim, to be able to appreciate the character traits that they had. Obviously, they were incredible in their way of learning Torah, but really what at least the English biographies many of the times concentrate on is the character traits, how kind they were to every single person that came their way, how many of them worked immensely on their anger, immensely on having gratitude for everything that comes their way. And when we see the different ways that they worked on themselves, and even though they're considered so great, they always felt like there was something to work on, we too can appreciate this derech hashniyah to be able to work on ourselves as well. So to sum up what we've discussed is that instead of neglecting what we have done wrong and trying to say there's no regrets and that we don't want to look back at our past and say that we've made mistakes, instead what we could do is be able to look at each of our mistakes as an opportunity to change ourselves. And we should be able to use our leaders that we have in our Jewish nation, especially the ones that we have written up all these incredible things about, to be able to push ourselves on that path towards tshuva as we go into this time of Elul and into Rosh Hashanah.